General Dr. Chan, Presidents and Vice Presidents of the Assembly, Honorable Ministers, Distinguished Delegates, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen. Australia is committed to refocusing the health system towards prevention. In Australia, non-communicable diseases, cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes and lung disease now cause the majority of the burden of disease in our population. It's clear to us all that the onset of these diseases is related to lifestyle factors such as a lack of physical activity, obesity, alcohol consumption and tobacco consumption. Our health system, like many around the world, was too focused on treating people after they became unwell. A focus on prevention and the risk factors associated with NCDs will not just mean a healthier population, but a more efficient and effective health system as well. The Australian Government has committed $872 million over 6 years to combat the lifestyle risk factors causing preventable NCDs. This is the largest single commitment to health promotion by an Australian government. We've established a new agency, the Australian National Preventive Health Agency, to focus on driving the prevention agenda and to combat the complex challenges of preventable chronic disease. The agency will provide national leadership, expand our evidence base, manage important social awareness campaigns, and manage a preventive health research fund. The Australian Health Survey is another important investment for our knowledge base of NCDs. The survey will collect data from a nationally representative sample of 50,000 Australians and will include questions about health risk factors that contribute to the NCD burden. For the first time, the survey will collect indicators of nutrition status and chronic disease markers from biomedical samples. Australia's enhancing services and treatment for NCDs as identified in our national primary healthcare strategy through recent health reforms aimed at strengthening our health system and primary healthcare sector, including the implementation of regional primary healthcare organisations known as Medicare locals. Under our system, people with NCDs are managed across the continuum of healthcare, including ongoing care through general practice and primary healthcare. In addition, we believe that tobacco control measures in accordance with the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control are a top priority for investment in addressing NCDs. Australia's adult daily smoking rate is currently 19%. Whilst this is already a relatively low rate in international terms, we've set targets to reduce this rate to 10% or less by 2018 and to halve the smoking rate for Indigenous Australians. We're approaching these targets on a number of fronts in accordance with our commitments under the WHO Framework Convention. We have prohibited tobacco advertising, removed sponsorship, restricted point-of-sale displays, and outlawed smoking in restaurants and bars and many other public places. Our recent initiatives include a 25% increase in excise on tobacco products and substantial investments in anti-smoking social marketing campaigns. We have also launched the world's first plain tobacco packaging laws. Consultation on the laws is underway for the measure which will remove one of the last remaining forms of tobacco advertising in Australia. There is strong evidence to support our tough approach. It's Australia's hope that plain packaging will soon become commonplace around the world. Turning now to our region, the Western Pacific. Australia is working closely with partner countries to respond to the challenges of prevention and control of NCDs. In 2011-12, Australia's aid budget will increase to $4.8 billion with a strong focus on health and education. Most of this new assistance will go to our region, particularly Indonesia and the Pacific. We will continue to increase our development assistance funding for health programs in the Pacific. We're committed to providing support for effective regional implementation of the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. For example, we recently made an extra budgetary contribution to the Convention Secretariat for Needs Assessment in Pacific Island countries and hosted a successful high-level tobacco control workshop in Sydney for Pacific Island health officials. Australia strongly supports an approach to prevention and control of NCDs in developing countries, which is squarely focused in the context of strengthening health systems. Broader health systems interventions are critical for effective NCD programs. Australia looks forward to continuing to work with partner countries in a global effort to strengthen national capacity to undertake surveillance and monitoring of NCDs. In this regard, we recognise the significant challenge facing low and middle-income countries. It'll be important, therefore, that we further research and develop the evidence base to guide our investment in NCD programs that are cost-effective and sustainable in low and middle-income settings. Australia is moving forward on its NCD agenda domestically and sees great value in an international approach to address the problems associated with non-communicable diseases. We look forward to a great deal of collaboration through this Assembly and associated meetings in the lead-up to the United Nations General Assembly High-Level Meeting on NCDs this September. Thank you.